From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump's blueprint for improving or reforming America's immigration system is drawing fire from advocacy groups at both ends of the ideological spectrum. The plan would provide a 10 to 12-year path to citizenship for DACA-eligible immigrants. It would give preference to immigrants with skills needed in the American economy and end the visa lottery that gives people across the world a chance to come legally to the United States. It would also seek to increase border security by erecting a wall between the U.S. and Mexico. During his State of the Union speech on Tuesday, the president called his blueprint a down-the-middle compromise, but it remains a lightning rod in Congress, which has until February 8th to arrive at a bipartisan agreement on immigration and federal funding or risk another partial shutdown of the federal government. Rights groups are also criticizing President Trump's decision to keep the U.S. military prison in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, open. Trump said during his campaign he wanted to keep the prison open and load it up with some bad dudes. Noor Zafar, with the Center for Constitutional Rights, has helped represent Guantanamo detainees in federal court. She told VOA that Trump's order was making good on his campaign promises. She said this is a piece of his broader anti-Muslim, Islamophobic rhetoric that he's used to rile up his base. She said she would like to see the base shut down and the detainees either charged or released. And she said the president's notion of who is designated a terrorist is based on a person's religion or ethnicity. This is VOA News.